Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, now. Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON, 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California, and our friends at Rock 95, The Forks in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Ted versus the FCC coming up. Bad jokes on the way. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we're talking about things that people have tried, things that people don't ever want to try again, and things that everyone says you probably should try.
You should try this.
Yes, exactly. Here's a crazy story. We go to England. A vegan schoolboy was punched by a fellow pupil who then tried to force feed him bacon.
Jesus.
According to his mom, Dante, who was 14, started at Milford Haven School in Wales at the end of October after moving. Since then, his mom claims he has gone through weeks of meat thrown at him, been assaulted twice already by two different boys. In the first incident in November last year, he was allegedly punched in the throat in an unprovoked attack.
Jeez.
In the second incident on January 15th, he was allegedly headbutted repeatedly by another student who then tried to force meat in his mouth as others watched. Rachel now says her son has symptoms consistent with post-concussion syndrome.
Well, yeah, I would think he would.
If someone keeps continually headbutting you, that probably is a...
To force feed him bacon.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous. But...
I don't even want to share bacon with people that I know like bacon.
No. Oh, my God. No, no. You can't even... You can't... It's impossible to make an entire package of bacon without someone coming and pilfering some of your bacon.
Guaranteed.
Because it normally it takes two panfuls of bacon to get it done unless you put it in the oven. And I do mine on the stove. So I do the first half pack of bacon, okay? And then I put it on the paper towels in the plate.
Right, right.
Then I start loading it in. And then maybe let's just assume that I go use the bathroom for a minute. I come back. I lift up my paper towel. I look down. There's like two pieces of bacon missing.
Once you put bacon on a paper towel, people confuse this as like an all-purpose appetizer.
Like, I need this for stuff coming up.
Right.
I'm making the bacon for a reason, and now like half of frickin' bacon's gone.
I think if it's like, if somebody else has cooked bacon and it's just in the morning, I'm going to pillage some. Now,
of course, it's like
if you're cooking it right and you're like, hey, I'm making your famous broccoli bacon thing, blah, 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 I'll save it.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Well,
still
going to
eat one or two
pieces.
I'll
wait till you put it in there, and I'll go, is there any left?
I feel like everyone feels like it's safe to eat one or two pieces. It's like your french fries, right? You get a sandwich. Everyone feels like they're okay because I only took two of your fries. You still got 50
I want leftover bacon for the rest of the week.
Right.
So put the bacon on the stuff, you know what I mean?
I do that sometimes. I'll just cook a pound on Sunday, and then you have it cooked.
Yeah.
But I pillage for myself. Because I'm not cooking it for a meal. It's supposed to all go away, and I'll just start eating.
But that's never. That's never to you, you know?
You ever put a little spoonful of Nutella on your bacon?
I have not.
Oh, really?
Jesus, God. Oh, my.
You have Nutella at home?
Yeah.
You don't have Nutella?
I can't have it at the house. I would just eat it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Straight out of the
It's like
jar.
I had to stop having peanut butter in the house.
I did that, too.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I share a similar theory with Ted about peanut butter. I can eat peanut butter nonstop.
With your fingers.
Right. And the problem is one day.
A spoon.
One day, I'm not going to have any milk or anything like that. And I'm going to be the guy.
You're going to fix it.
It's on the kitchen floor. They're going to find me with a spoon in my mouth and peanut butter stuck in the back of my throat. And I'm going to, I'll have died.
And what will be really embarrassing.
I'll choke to death on peanut
crunchy
butter.
Peanut butter with you.
I think the worst thing is it's like people, like you read all this stuff and it's like, actually, some nuts have healthy fats or peanut butter, a scoop of it. Like one spoonful is not that bad for you. But I'm not one of those people.
Six French fries as a serving. Like, there's certain things that just aren't going to happen.
I'm going to eat the whole bag of cashews and then eat half the thing of peanut butter.
I mean, if I have peanut butter in my house, I'll wake up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning and go, why do I have peanut butter under my fingernail? And I'll go, oh, yeah.
Make sure it's peanut butter first.
Finger scoop.
I'm just happy we're all out of the closet about eating shredded cheese at night.
Oh, yeah.
You eat shredded cheese at night?
If it's in that fridge.
Hell,
what,
dude,
shredded?
Right,
would you like a pinch?
Yeah.
You get a pinch of cheese.
It's like a pouch of tobacco.
Do you have that at home? Do you pinch
absolutely,
of cheese?
Absolutely, man, because you open the fridge, And as you're looking in the fridge for what you want to, like, eat.
I've never pinched cheese before.
You've never pinched cheese?
Ooh, no, get that farm-style cut, son.
You all need right. to be a cheese Woo. Pincher, brother.
Oh, you
brother.
Mean the big grated? All right.
Oh,
okay.
yeah. Because sometimes you end up eating enough cheese, you can just close the fridge and say, I'm not really hungry
I got
anymore.
Cheese, I just keep it in the freezer.
Yeah, peel off in a little slice, mm-hmm. a little piece of turkey.
Put that it's like in pizza. There. It's pizza cheese. So I'll put the packets in the freezer. So that way when I make a pizza, I got
to put everything in your freezer.
Well, if not, it'll come out green by the time I make the pizza. What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried? And what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kayla. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I used to hate peanut butter, but I eat it now.
What kind of peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Yeah!
Either
Give
of
her
them,
some applause.
Like crunchy.
Where's the applause at?
There it is.
It should be longer.
For crunchy?
No!
I'll clap for you.
But I still, to this day, won't eat beets or peas.
We had beets in here yesterday.
To me, that's an easy
we
statement.
We had beet soup. It's called borscht. It's a Russian thing. It's absolutely horrible.
It's disgusting. It is absolutely
I don't know how you mess up soup.
You know, add beets.
Like soup can have just one ball in it and one small carrot in broth, and people love it.
But they put beets in it.
That's what I'm saying.
You ruin it just by doing that.
Beets also have look. The thing about beets is, if you are going to make beets, there's a lot of prep time involved. So it's all that work.
To all eat that a work pile of mud
to eat beets.
To eat purple. But have you ever seen beet salad like in Jell-O form?
Well, yeah.
Listen, I had never heard of this. It had never crossed my mind. And I'm a teenager. And my mom's boss is having a dinner party, all right? And this is very avant-garde style woman. She was a lot of fun. But anyway, she had like prime rib, all this other stuff. But she broke out white linen napkins for this thing. And there's probably 15 people there. You got your own food. I got my prime rib, whatever else was there. But the beet salad, I mean, look, beets make a beautiful color. So I see this Jell-O. That's a beautiful color. I just assume it's like some kind of weird cherry Jell-O.
Maybe stuff. A cranberry thing.
Right. So I take a big wad of that, put it on my plate, and my thought is, you know, I'll eat this last. Let me get through the rest of this meal, because I didn't really like everything there. But my mother had told me in advance, make sure you're a gentleman. Like, what are these conversations? Fine. So everybody's talking. I finally get to this beet salad, except I do not know it is beet salad. My mouth is prepared for some fruity, kind of happy, sweet thing. And I just remember putting this in my mouth, man. And I don't even realize it's beets. I can't fathom what is happening in my mouth. It tastes like red mud, right? And my face starts sagging down, and I'm not going to swallow this. Like, whatever I put in my mouth, obviously, she messed up the recipe. Like, this can't legitimately be something you serve people that you like, right? So now my mother has made eye contact with me, and she realizes that I put the beet salad in my mouth, and my hand is on the white linen napkin. And my mother gives me, like, she's telegraphing this look, like, do not spit that out in the white linen napkin. And I very slowly pulled this linen napkin toward my mouth, and I could see her brow furrowing, but I hedged my bets and said, all right, she's not going to say anything about this at the party. She's going to save it, and I can go ahead and get in trouble. Like,
you
on the way home.
You can't get beet stain out of a white linen napkin?
Not my problem, bro. All of that got spit into the white linen napkin. She was pissed at me for like 2 days after that.
What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried, and what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, expected something sweet and getting that. It's just
look, man,
awful.
Even if it's something you like. Like, if you think it's a glass of water, but it's 7-Up, right?
Yeah, or
you freak out. But, like, I'm fine with 7-Up, but that, I can't explain it, but since that moment, I will never eat beets again, except for that spoonful of borscht yesterday. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
I had the opportunity to go to Europe one summer and hang out with a bunch of guys on motorcycles, and the price I had to pay for that activity was I had to try a Swedish delicacy called surströmming.
Oh, I'm sorry, surströmming?
Surströmming.
Okay.
If you look it up on YouTube, it's highly entertaining.
What are the ingredients?
Herring. It's fermented herring, and it comes in a can that's bloated. It looks like it should be thrown away because the can is swollen.
What is it swollen from? The gas created from the herring?
Yes. They ferment this stuff, and when the trick to properly opening it is to put the can down into a bucket of water. Otherwise, it's going to spray all over the place when you open it.
What does this stuff taste like?
Yeah. It tastes like rotten fish.
Do you get sick once you eat it?
I did not, but other people have.
Because typically, isn't the law, like, unwritten, if it smells bad, don't eat it?
Apparently, yeah. But for some reason, these people, they like it. Well, some of them like it. Others in the crowd saw me eating it, and they just shook their heads with sympathy.
I was going to say, do they like it, or is it just that they like to spring it on people that have never had it?
It's something that you spring on people who have never had it. When the guy opened the can, some of it spurted out onto the... It was done outside. And some of this stuff spurted out onto the parking lot, made about a 3-inch diameter circle of wet stuff.
I would never invite someone from out of the country into my home and say, you know what I'm going to do? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to find the worst goddamn food I can and feed it to you. Like, my idea would be like, hey... Have you ever had a really good steak? You know what I mean? It would be a completely different mindset.
But what's the worst thing?
I
would
want to show off, you know, what we have.
But what's the worst, like, American food to spray? Because I'm reading about the surstreaming stuff. During production of the surstreaming, just enough salt is used to prevent the raw herring from rotting. A fermentation process of at least 6 months gives the fish a characteristic strong smell and somewhat acidic taste. And according to a Japanese study, a newly opened can of surstreaming has one of the most powerful or most putrid food smells in the world, stronger than similarly fermented fish dishes, blah, blah, blah. So he's not kidding. This stuff apparently is universally gross. But, like, if you came to the stage from another country, I feel like
ghost pepper.
We can give you stuff. Like, we
Carolina Reaper.
We can hurt you. We can make you fat, but I don't know that we have anything that's just revolting.
I think they'll be fat a lot of places, by the time they leave. Honestly, it's just oysters. The people that like them, and like people like you got to try them. But like that's a different
tough
flavor.
Try. That's gooey, a tough try, duck. Dude. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, have some gooey duck.
Oh. What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried, and what will you never try again? 844-999 Ola. More your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes on the way. Email the bad jokes to the Men's Room at Men's Room Live. We'll kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question, what does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried? And what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
We had a guy who called and went to somewhere in Europe, but there is a, what is it, a Swedish dish?
It's a fish, a herring fish that is fermented in salt. It's waited 7 months.
And apparently,
like hell.
Right, it's just awful. But Miles, you'd made the point, like, man, if someone visited America, I want to give them our best, not the worst. And then I question, like, what do we have in the States that would be considered kind of like that gross to somewhere else? So, like, we get fat, and people pointed out two things that came in. They said, how about bull testicles? Fair point. Mm-hmm. And the other one was head cheese.
How about pickled pig's feet?
Yeah.
In a jar. Any of those old school food items that were put on a jar on a bar, like an old VFW bar, mm-hmm. in a big jar, and there's just like a sign tape like eggs $1. That don't do that.
Well, we tried to pickle pig's foot on the show years ago.
It was not good.
It was horrible.
It was absolutely. You know what the worst is? Whole chicken in a can.
Oh, I can't.
Chicken in a can. You think that's not a thing? There is a thing. Whole chicken. In a can. We took one out of a can one time. I mean, I don't know.
I don't need to see that again.
I don't even know what you do with it.
I've seen two children birthed from a vagina, and I would sit through that before watching that chicken.
Before opening up a can.
Slide out of the can and kind of reform itself. Like,
what do you do with it?
I don't know. It's covered in slime.
I mean, would you bake it, try to crisp it up? It's already cooked. It's pre-cooked.
What you need to do, like, Google it, but look at a video. Don't look at a picture. You just need to see this thing come out of a can.
Whole chicken in a can. And it's a regular size can. It's not like it's a big can. Like, it's a little teeny, teeny, tiny chicken.
No, it's bigger.
Is it bigger?
Yeah, it's like a canned ham size.
No.
Wasn't that big, though?
I don't think so. I think it's probably bigger than a regular canned. Maybe 16 ounces.
A whole chicken should not fit in the can that says a can of whole chicken, and then when you open it and slide it out, like...
It kind of grows like one of those t-shirts in a can. You know what I mean? Like, it goes poof, and then it opens up.
How do they stuff that t-shirt in that little tiny thing?
Well, this one's a canned whole chicken with the giblets.
And how many ounces?
Oh, yeah.
50.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a big one.
Mm.
What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried, and what will you never try again?
Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So, I hate tomato juice, and it kind of pisses me off that I hate tomato juice because I love drinking, and I travel for work, so I'm in airport bars early in the morning, and I see those Bloody Marys sitting across from me with bacon and all sorts of other yummy goodness hanging out of them, but I absolutely cannot drink the damn things because tomato juice is so awful.
Hey, man, I'm right there with you that I think tomato juice is garbage, but I deeply wish that I did like it.
Yeah.
I want to like it because you're right, man. People hook up these Bloody Marys and they're like, that's like a meal and a drink all at once.
In the area I grew up, everyone would have Red Eyes. And Red Eyes were beer mixed with tomato juice. And
okay, that's ridiculous.
Has a million different names, but that's what people would do, man. They would get up in the morning
and crack the egg in it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
No way. Do people try to convince you to drink tomato juice? That's one of the things I can say I don't like.
Would you try it?
What, tomato juice?
Would you try Red Eye?
I would try it, but like anything, I would try it, sure. But I know I'm not going to like it because it's tomato juice.
And it's also, now it has a little bit of carbonation to it.
Right. So
that's a weird thing, too, right? Like, but people love it, man. People who love it, love it.
Yeah, I mean, I like tomato juice. I like vodka, but I do not like Bloody Marys. I like to make them. I don't like to drink them.
Okay.
That was almost like a businessman's breakfast.
Oh, the Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Sure. You
know, like, I mean, like he's saying at the airport, man, you're there, you're traveling.
Well, that's the problem, man.
Because you get your egg, you get your tomato juice, and you get a beer, and you're now on a plane.
And I would like to do a Bloody Mary, too, particularly in the morning. If you are trying to get rid of a hangover, especially, which is often the case if you're traveling, and in the end, do you have to get a shot or a beer? Like the last two things I actually want to drink, but it's like I can't do a Bloody Mary.
I will say this, and I hate to use this word because it is a word that everybody uses in the business world sector, but it's optics. The thing about a Bloody Mary is it's like a mimosa. If you are with a significant other that is ever worried, cares about, or wants to criticize you about your drinking,
like you said,
you wake up in the morning and you have a shot of tequila, or you have a Jack and Coke, or you just crack a beer and start chugging it, oh, that tastes so good. What is wrong with you? But
why are you drinking a beer this early?
If you get out some orange juice and some champagne or Bloody Mary mix.
Right. You're drinking vodka in the morning and you're mad at me because I'm having
a
beer.
So it's the optics of what you're drinking.
That's all it is.
That's really it. I mean, and you need to understand that. That's why those types of drinks are so important that a man start to enjoy, because
you can get away with it.
If you do want to get up and have that, and you do have one, make me one of those.
Okay. Oh, sure. Then they're part of the... You could have an Irish coffee. Yeah. As long as it's not beer or shot. Like, you have to find a way to drink potent alcohol.
That's it.
And just mix it with something. Because, yes, the orange juice reduces the effect of champagne.
Here's a good one.
Start watching English soccer, man. It starts early in the morning. Yeah. People don't look at you funny.
Here's another good one, right?
That's a beer culture.
Maybe you...
I'm just saying, the only time I haven't got looks in a restaurant that nobody... Like, basically, I was sitting in the bar watching it, but, like, they were like... You want a beer? It's like 6:30. It's like, yeah, I'm watching this Arsenal match. And I'm like,
it's cool. Here's another pro tip, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have someone who always wants to make it like from the 2-hour dinner to like the 3-hour dinner and get dessert, because we all know the dessert is not going to take like what it should, which is probably no more than 15 minutes to get done.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah.
So the pro tip is to order one of their ports. So if you order a dessert because you're like, you don't want anything for dessert. You know what? If you look at the bottom, they actually... Yeah, I'll have a little port for dessert to go with my...
you know why?
Since you can have
Know why it's okay? As potent as port is because they call it port.
Oh,
are you saying aperitif?
Right.
Well, now it's all good. Yeah.
And then...
And technically, wouldn't that be a digestif?
You're right, a digestif. Exactly. But would you call it a digestif?
Get Jaeger, then.
It is a digestif.
It tastes like Fernets.
It tastes like it should be.
Yeah, that's what...
That's why it tastes the way it tastes.
Yeah.
But obviously, once it got to the States, we discovered different purposes for
it. But when you go to like a fancy cocktail bar, they're mixing it with all these different things that smell like a picnic table and all this
stuff.
Like mossy stuff and whatever.
But I mean, like, seriously, Jaeger and Fernets, that's what they are. That's like, you should drink them after dinner.
Okay.
It would help.
Oh, well,
the problem is we don't stop at one.
I think I'll do a Jaeger then if you're going to have a cheesecake.
Here's the difference.
Miles?
You can't find a port bomb.
Right, and set that up before Like, don't wait till after dinner and be like, yeah, it's a digestif. You know what I mean? You need to set up ahead of time. Like, yeah, I'm going to have a Jaeger after dinner.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? Right, when I'm done with this, I'm going to order A, right? And you're going to get your dessert and you're getting drunk.
Yeah, but the problem is Jaeger still has that
well, Phil made a great point. They don't have...
If they had port... Look, you want to run port? It's a bit of port bomb. It's just association.
I understand that, but they have upside down machines on the bar for 21-year-olds who drink Jägermeister back in the day. So, again,
and guess what? Their digestion is wonderful.
It's the optics of it that don't work out. Like, if you're like, yeah, I'll shove a cheesecake, I'll have a Jägi. You know what I mean?
Like, anytime you take a bottle upside down.
That's not going to work. If you go like, you know what, I would like this dessert port. That sounds fantastic. You're like, oh, yeah.
But that is true to your point, which is if you got a shot of Jägermeister after dinner, just one. Even if it's just one, and you sipped it, like you sip a port, you would still get dirty looks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But if you get a port,
right?
Oh, well, that's okay.
You can smell it. You know what I mean? You can swirl it around. You can look at all the sediment in the bottom and go, God, who buys this?
What am I drinking?
Right, but I got to get away with it. What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried? And what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dottie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Dottie, before you start, did you have bad acne as a kid?
I'm sorry, did what?
Did you have bad pimples, bad acne as a child?
Oh, I can't hear you.
You can't hear us? Did you hear us?
Oh, now I can.
Okay, never mind. What's your story?
It's not important if I couldn't hear the first two things you asked.
Dirty Dottie's potty mouth.
The seven words you can't say on the radio.
She's got a Dottie mouth.
Golly, Dottie.
Little potty Dottie.
Mother
and I'm trying to write a children's book.
Good thing you didn't have chicken pox around me as a kid.
Now potty Dottie. Well, that's why I'm going to call her Dottie. All right, without the S words there. So is this something you discovered as a child and always hated it or what?
I'm sorry that I used that word.
That's okay.
No, it's just, you know, everybody loved it. My kids love it. My mom loves it. My sisters, everybody. It just smells like a dirty
How about cottage cheese?
Oh, no, that's okay.
I hate cottage cheese. The consistency of cottage cheese. I think, you know, you were talking about oysters earlier. Yeah. People have a problem with that. My biggest problem with any type of consistency in food is cottage cheese. One of the big ones. Got to be top three.
I used to think I hated cottage cheese. You have kids, they eat cottage cheese. Every once in a while, you just have to eat some, right? It's on your finger. It's not that bad. The consistency is dreadful.
Yes.
But if you can get that out of your head, the taste of it isn't that bad.
Yeah, I like it, but the consistency is weird.
Now, Dottie, do people still try to convince you to eat yogurt?
Yeah.
And do they go through the whole, like, have you tried Greek yogurt? Have you tried Oikos? Have you tried Yoplait?
Yes, and, frozen, get the stuff that tastes like the creamsicle. I know.
I like the stuff where you can scoop in the chocolate chunks off the side and the little, you know what I mean, crunchy things.
Why do you think it's so important to other people that you like yogurt?
I don't know. It's like they like it, and everybody seems to like it. They just don't seem to understand that somebody cannot like it.
I don't like it. I can't stand it.
I can't even get it to my mouth. It's just
probably because you guys aren't cultured.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, look, dude, there's not a lot of yogurt jokes out there, Tate.
I gotta take it when you got it.
Yeah.
Bam! T5 all left, and that might be gone. That ball's gone. What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried, and what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
It does seem odd her friends are pushing yogurt on her.
That's right, but once you say you don't like something, people just won't accept it. I just found a new product. It's frozen yogurt. It's the cold version of the thing I don't like.
I don't like yogurt.
Why do you think that matters?
I know. And I don't mind frozen yogurt, but let's not act like that's ice cream.
It's not.
Neither is sherbet.
No.
No.
It's terrible.
Sorry. No, it's not. I'm so pissed, but it's like, goddamn right.
Maybe I'll do that for a week. What I'll do is I'll just buy old people food for 1 week. Like, I'll have Fig Newtons in my house.
Go
I'll
strawberry,
have prune
dude.
Juice.
Go strawberry Newtons.
I'll have yogurt. I'll have,
you should always have one ace in the hole, though. Like, my grandma only ate old people stuff, but she always had a cabinet with devil food cookies.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
You're going to poop 25 pounds out of you.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, they got, like, everything else is cran apple or cran grape. Right. Old people, they're like,
cran grape, though.
Oh, eat applesauce.
Cran grape is good.
Oh, yeah.
They eat a lot of fruit. What does everyone soft always want stuff. You to try? What have you tried? Ooh. And what will you never try again?
Oh, soft egg. Or what's it? Soft boiled eggs?
Yeah, they dig the soft
boiled. Some kind of in between a hard boiled egg and a regular one, and you got to crack it.
I feel more like you just didn't finish cooking something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a rare steak. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, since you were just talking about eggs, I had a Chinese coworker back in the day who, on her last day at her going away party, brought in something she'd been threatening me with for a year. It's called a black egg.
Black egg. Sometimes
they call it a century egg or a thousand year egg. And basically, you take an egg and you put it in a box and cover it up with ashes and let it sit for a long time.
What is a long time?
Like a year.
And why would I do? What happens to the inside of the egg when you crack this thing open?
And how does the ashes make the preservation of that egg last for a year?
I don't know. But it does. And it comes out almost with the consistency of a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, so it's cooked on the inside?
It's not cooked.
It's fermented, right?
It's just preserved.
Is it solid or is it liquid?
It's solid.
So is it like a hard-boiled egg or no?
The whites of it have that consistency. The part that's really nasty is the yolk.
All right. What does the yolk look like? Is it still yellow?
It's dark gray. Oh.
So it has absorbed some of the carbon from the ashes.
Yeah, it is. The whole egg is gray.
Is that like the bluet or whatever?
The bluet is fermented, I think.
Bluet's a hard-boiled embryo.
Right. The bird's still it. Now, what does this ashy egg taste like?
Kind of like feet.
It tastes like feet?
And ashes.
Feet?
And it's got this nasty texture that sticks to the roof of your mouth, so you can't get rid of it.
Oh, do you just basically open up the egg and pour it down your mouth?
No, it's solid. Like, you have to cut it open, bite it, whatever.
Ah. Okay.
You said it tastes like a combination of feet and ashes.
Do you think this woman hated you?
No.
Okay.
She found out I'll eat anything that is food.
All right.
At least once.
Okay, now did you eat the entire egg or just sample a piece of it?
I ate the whole thing and she was shocked.
And let me ask you this. Did your guts revolt a couple hours later?
No, but my burps were pretty foul.
Okay. What's the most unusual animal you've eaten, meat-wise?
I've had frogs. I've had all the squid stuff. I've had blood. I've had haggis.
What did you think of the balut?
It wasn't bad. It was too hot because it was freshly cooked and I had put too much salt on it. But otherwise, it was fine.
Is there anything then that you won't eat based on having already tried it or just the fact that you don't like it in your mind?
Well, I won't eat a black egg again.
Okay.
All right, so that was a one-shot deal. Anything else? Will you go back and eat any more of the adventurous stuff?
I'd probably skip the blood just because it wasn't really worth it.
Okay. Have you ever eaten horse?
Every what?
Horse.
No.
Okay.
We should invite him to the studio. We're cooking some up now.
It's all so good in here.
That's why we're asking him. Yeah. What is that smell? That's
hippopotamus meat. Yeah.
I try it.
Horse?
Yeah.
Well, remember Congress in the 20s, as far as hippo meat goes, Congress was trying to pass some resolution where they brought a bunch of hippos from Africa and put them in the bayou, right, swampy area,
yep,
and raised them specifically for meat. So somebody must have eaten a hippopotamus and said, hey, man,
there are some high-end restaurants. It basically looks like a very well-marbled beef cut that's just really, it looks really dark, rich, and flavorful.
I'm sure it is.
It has that look that's just like, like if you saw that cut of meat like in the cooler in one of those places where you walked in, like you get to pick a steak, you'd be like, give me that one.
Now, if you're the butcher, would you tell anyone it's hippo? Or would you say, great pick? Because they're saying, ooh, give me that. You know they're thinking beef. I'd be like, absolutely, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would try. I would definitely try.
I think I'd try hippo.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because look, we know what the concept of a veal is. It's not very humane. It's a young cow. We know that there's not a lot of movement. But a hippo doesn't necessarily always put a lot of weight on their joints and their body because they're in the water.
And they don't do anything.
So basically, it's like a floating cow, man, that really just doesn't have, you know what I mean?
It doesn't do anything. It should be delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they can swim fast. Don't get me wrong. They have amazing ability. But as far as the meat goes, if you look at a filet or a restaurant that has hippopotamus, because I've already checked this out on the menu, you're like, oh, man, I got to try that.
What else did your hippo restaurant have? There's no way. It's just like, we've got burgers. Oh, we got hippo today. I mean, there had to be like some other exotic meat.
Were they in the States or was it just where they were in the world where there's hippo available?
Okay. Well, it depends. Like, there's some like, okay, here's a roast, for an example. Say, now that is
okay, yeah, I would think that's beef.
That's what a little rare.
Well, the way
I mean,
they
it's
cook
rare,
it.
Sure, but I would think it's beef.
Okay, here's the steaks.
I'm glad they put a picture of a living hippo next right, to the steaks.
Just so you know what the hell that was.
But I mean, most animals, did you already say this? Sorry. But most animals we like to eat are not attractive. Like, I would never look at a cow and be like, that's an animal I want to eat.
Oh, here we go. Crab, shrimp, I mean, these things eat poop on the bottom of the ocean, but they're freaking delicious.
Yeah. The Hippopotamus Restaurant and Grill. All right.
That's the name of the place.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll find out what's on the menu. They have potato chips. They have bone marrow. They have French onion soup. French fries.
And hippo. And that's it.
I don't know what the hell that is. Where is this place?
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know if any of those restaurants are in the States.
I don't think they are either. I have no idea.
Our question, what does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried? And what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. We get those bad jokes on the way as well. Right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day, our question, what does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried and what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Hola.
Well, I think you guys already covered the balut. So back in 2000, I was a casino shift manager, and I was threatened with the balut at one point in time. And about a month later, I decided I'd go ahead and give it a shot.
Were you aware of what it was when they first brought it up?
Well, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they told me about the duck egg and embryo, and, you know, I thought, well, fear is no factor. I'm a shift manager. I'm going to go ahead and give it a whirl. And what a bad mistake. Fermented duck. And it had you could actually see a little beak of the duck on it, which...
It's the duck.
Yeah, I'd heard that. Yeah,
it's basically the duck in there, feathers and all, right?
It is.
But
it is.
It still kind of soft and crunchy when you bite through it, though?
Yeah, you know, I try not to bite too much. I just try to crunch it up a couple times and swallow it as fast as possible.
And what did it taste like?
What's the best description you can give?
Just a fermented, rotten duck, I guess.
So it tastes like what it is. Like,
but are you chewing on feathers?
You're chewing, yeah. Yeah, you're crunching through feathers.
I mean, but how do you eat feathers?
I mean, are they, like, so wet or gelatinous? I mean, the bones, the feathers, the bill, have they, like, softened where it's feasible to do this?
Well, the feathers aren't. I mean, they're pretty much deformed, you know, feather, but the rest of the critter is still, you know, it's kind of like a, oh, just a crunchy little...
Duck.
Okay.
How do you wash this down? I feel like, you know, feathers being stuck in my throat would be problematic.
Certainly. Well, I got the egg or duck down and proceeded to the restroom to get rid of the damn thing.
Oh, so you threw it up?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that thing wasn't going to hang around.
Does it still look like a duck when you throw it back into the toilet?
Yeah. It was still partly whole, except for the egg part of it that stayed in my gut.
I mean, I've never puked up anything where what came out of my mouth looked like the animal. Like, I might puke up beef, but it doesn't look like a cow looking at me.
Yeah, good exactly. Point. Was there money on the table for this?
No, there was no money. It was just kind of a dare, and you know, they dare me for a while, and I finally just said, okay. Yeah, I would do it. Yeah. You know, of course, the Korean dealers that I was working with, which are great people, they laughed and laughed and laughed.
But do they even like it? You know what I mean? Like, you can have people try certain things, but do they like it and they just think you won't? Or if it's like, hey, this is just something in our country, we hate it too, try it.
No, I think they absolutely enjoy it. I think they have a taste bud that they've grown, and we just have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you grow
the
stuff, you wouldn't know.
The only thing that I've ever ordered for myself to grow somebody else out was a soft shell crab sandwich back in Maryland.
Yeah.
And it was a small, basically regular size hamburger bun that you would get like in an 8-pack of buns at the grocery store.
Sure.
Not really a big one, but the soft shell crab was pretty sizable at this restaurant.
Right, and the legs just hang out.
And the legs are just hanging off this thing, and the person I was with just about lost their mind when I started eating this. And I'm like, it's fantastic, it's okay, crunch, crunch, like, ah!
You know,
I'm gonna eat the whole thing. I'm like,
that's
yes.
a good point. If you don't know, coming from Maryland, it's pretty standard. And when you got married, Miles, Ryan Castle, and we both put it on really hard. He was just having a very difficult time getting through his hangover. It's hot and smuggy. We went to a seafood place, about four or five of us, I guess. But I sat down and I'm like, ooh, hell yeah, soft shell crabs are in season. And I remember very calmly, he was real pale, dude. He was not looking good. He just said, please don't. I said, Castle, look, man. I got to get it. But when they brought it, it's just two slices of bread. And like you said, if you don't know, it just looks like a dead tarantula.
Hanging out, but deep fried.
I took one bite, and Castle, man, he put all the stuff down and said, I can't. And he left. He left the restaurant. Yeah, he did. He couldn't take
it. I like it, but that is, if you've never seen it, it is strange.
Yes.
What does everyone always want you to try? What have you tried, and what will you never try again? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.